Is it too expensive for Michigan companies to go green? This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Say a company wants to produce its own cleaner energy. Sounds great. But then the company learns about standby rates. Those are annual fees charged by utilities. It's essentially a form of insurance. If something breaks down, these huge utilities will back you up. But it's really expensive. As Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports, those rates are coming under close scrutiny right now.
A big crowd gathers to watch Eastern Michigan University flip the switch on its brand new cogeneration plant. It's a more efficient and greener way to use natural gas. You burn natural gas to make electricity and then use the exhaust for steam heat. The countdown begins.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There's a lag. Is it going to work?
There we go. Got to plug it in over there.
There it goes.
This plant will supply EMU's campus with almost all its electricity and heat. It will reduce campus emissions and pay for itself in 9 years. That's even though EMU will pay DTE Energy $500,000 a year in standby rates. That money compensates the utility for its power if the plant breaks down or goes offline for maintenance. DTE CEO Jerry Anderson says many companies welcome standby rates. Who wants to send everyone home when the on-site power fails?
So I need you to back me up. I need a standby rate to make sure that, you know, when my own systems aren't working, you're there to cover me.
But are the rates fair? Steve Stableski is with Consumers Energy, a supporter of this station. He says without standby rates, companies wouldn't contribute a fair share to fixed and necessary costs, the gas pipelines, the electric transformers.
Because if they don't pay anything for it, then all the other customers do, and that's a subsidy.
But Douglas Jester of the research group Five Lakes Energy says the rates are too high.
Standby customers are being overcharged on the order of twice as much as they should pay.
And when it comes to solar energy, well, let's go visit Bell's Brewery for that one. Walker Modick is Bell's sustainability manager. I get a tour, see the beer fermenting in three-story high vessels, the room where all the filled bottles rattle along a conveyor belt to get labeled. Surely Bell's wouldn't miss just one. But Modick says they count every single bottle at the beginning and the end.
We would know we were missing a bottle.
Bummer. Anyway, as you can imagine, this place requires a lot of energy, 2 million kilowatts a year, just for electricity. Modick has looked hard and deep at all the green energy possibilities, especially solar, because it's as clean as you can get.
I would love to panel the entire warehouse, but the tricky part there is if we put in a large enough array to achieve an economy of scale on the price of a panel, we invite standby rates.
And that makes the business case for solar fall apart. Douglas Jester of Five Lakes Energy says utilities shouldn't even charge standby rates for solar. That's because a company with solar will still use some energy from a utility every day.
Solar is more like an energy conservation measure.
Plus, solar helps the grid by producing energy when we need it the most, during the day, in the summer. Now, there are cases pending before the Michigan Public Service Commission that could lower standby rates. And there's good news for Bell's Brewery. Consumers Energy is now considering exempting solar from standby rates if the commission agrees. For the Environment Report, I'm Tracy Samilton.
And that's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.